including the book Feminist Fantasies that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
So just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weech, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us. Nancy Levance joining us as well. And we also have riding shotgun with us today, Roger Mundy. Today is the 24th of May, 2014. Ladies and gentlemen, good to have you with us once again. A lot to talk about. I'm going to be having some audio here from a variety of different sources, not the least of which Parag Khanna, who is the premier globalist. He's talking about how we should be changing maps around the world. Imagine a world without borders. Where have you heard that before? Lots going on, as I said. We're going to fly through some news items. Right here off the top, out of the chute, I want to tell you about this drill that was just taking place in Tampa a little earlier this week. Well, I guess it's just getting over. Commandos to practice in Tampa for international exercise. Now, we've talked a lot on this broadcast about State Department Publication 7277, the Blueprint for the Peace Race, and how our armed forces and the armed forces of every country around the world, which is a part of the United Nations systems, basically your military has been turned over to the auspices of the United Nations, ladies and gentlemen. Title 10, United States Code, Section 153, under Other Matters, provides the place in the law in the United States Code to facilitate that. The Joint Chiefs of Staff of the Armed Forces is required to participate in the Military Staff Committee of the United Nations, according to the United Nations Charter. The United Nations Charter says that every country, you know, no country can go it alone. Okay? That's basically in the preamble. So it's their purpose that all military be contributing to the United Nations, and every nation has to only keep the number of military in their possession, basically under their control, to squash any internal unrest and uprisings. And so that's what we have going on here. And these international exercises, while they don't call these UN troops, anytime you see the word international, you might as well say it's a UN operation. Increasingly in foreign lands, our military forces are often under the control of foreign commanders. So in this article, this was in the Tampa Tribune, it says, if you see military helicopters flying over downtown Tampa next Tuesday, and this is the past Tuesday now, it's not a sign that we're under attack by the Russians, the North Koreans, or the New World Order. Uh-huh. One or more Black Hawks will be full of commandos practicing for an international special operations training exercise, they say, at the Tampa Convention Center on Wednesday. The demonstration will be a part of the 4th International Special Operations Forces Conference being held at the Convention Center May 19th to the 22nd. Delegates from 84 nations will be attending the ISOF conference, which is focusing on, quote, strengthening the global SOF network, according to Navy Lieutenant Commander Matthew Allen, a spokesman for the U.S. Special Operations Command headquartered at MacDill Air Force Base. ISOF is among the prime venues for the global SOF community to meet, learn from each other, and advance a coordinated effort to meet security challenges. ISOF week coincides with the annual Special Operations Forces Industry Conference, which is also held at the Convention Center. SOFIC, as it is known, features an array of industry representatives displaying their wares on the convention center floor and speeches delivered by top special operations commanders, including SOCOM Commander Admiral William McGraven. Now, I'm not going to read this whole article, but the thing is, folks, is there is a video I posted yesterday along with this article up on the website. And if you look at the raw video, this is very, very obvious that this is conditioning the masses who stood by the way, and watched this whole thing unfold and pretty much applauded the operation that was going on here. I mean, there is a number of different countries that were represented here, and basically they're playing war games right there in downtown Tampa. So it's really remarkable to see all this transpire. Anyway, Nancy Levant's waiting in the wings. Nancy, good morning.
Well, good morning, and that is a very good lesson. Are you there?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Yeah, that is a very good lesson on when you think that young men and women, when you think that you're signing up to go protect your United States of America, you see very clearly that you're going to fight whatever war NATO decides to send you to.
That's right.
You're simply basically a mercenary.
Well, you're certainly.
And Aaron, I have one more piece of international news. I think it's important. We have another U.S. biosphere reserve burning in Arizona as we speak, and it is also a protected watershed system. And whenever we see these giant wildfires out west, lo and behold, every single time they're in a biosphere reserve, which, of course, is an international territory. And so we have all kinds of international news going on here in the United States.
Well, it serves to illustrate to me very perfectly that the United Nations and certainly the federal government cannot manage land. And this is another excuse or another reason, rather, why they shouldn't own any land.
Yeah, because exactly.
Their land ends up going up in smoke. Anyway, I want to welcome Roger Mundy to the broadcast before the broadcast gets over and he's never had a chance to say anything. Go ahead, Roger. Well, good morning.
Oh,
good morning,
really
Roger.
Good. Oh, hi, Nancy and Darren. This is really great.
That's
been
good
a while. Yeah.
Well, at least you've been working. You're working stiff, you.
Yeah. Yes, true. It's not a great joy, but it keeps body and soul together for a while.
That's kind of important.
I guess it is. Sometimes you wish no, but it's what I see is interesting. I do see changes in the workplace. Otherwise, when I'm unemployed, I try to be at home doing my studies, which I love to do, and then a terrible thing, I have to go out and go to work. Anyway, I'm listening rapt attention to the March of the Empire rolling on.
That's right. And that's what we have today is an empire, and certainly it's a worldwide thing. Later on when we get into this audio, that illustrates it all the more. We see Russia and China having war games together. Russia just illustrated or launched, tested rather, a new intercontinental ballistic missile warhead. That's something that just happened apparently this past week. Also, in this same piece where they were reporting about Russia, they're also reporting about China. Now, later on, we'll talk a little bit more about China. But this Washington Times reports a senior State Department official said this week he will report to Congress on whether Chinese Communist Party elites are benefiting from Beijing's economic espionage program. Apparently, you know, they have prosecuted some Chinese hackers. Some people are saying that this is basically a symbolic event, you know. And I would have to agree with that because here's the thing. Every country does spying. Every country engages in espionage behavior. So to me, that's not as big of an offense. Certainly it's a concern but here's the thing about it. How can the United States have a moral high ground against China when we're spying on our own citizens? You know, we got the NSA everywhere conducting all this surveillance activity, and none of this stuff has ever changed. And none of it will change. There's a bill in Congress right now to basically, the House of Representatives voted this past week to shut down the NSA phone snooping program. Now, how many people really think this bill is going to go anywhere, number one? And number two, if it does, do you really think that the NSA is going to stop? And it's going to verify this when you got scumbags like Clapper or whatever his name is, who's overseeing. I mean, basically, you got the chicken hawks guarding the chickens. Anyway, we're already up at the first break. Unbelievable. This broadcast is going to fly. Stay with us, folks. Government America continues. Roger Mundy's here. Nancy Levant is here. And I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back in a few minutes here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
And we're back. This is Government America. Nancy Levant is here. Roger Mundy is here. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. That's radio@governamerica.com. Nancy, why don't you give your information out, please?
It's Nancy at GovernAmerica.com, and check out my blog, A Womanly Wisdom. I've got several new articles up this week.
All right. Yeah, very good. We'll have to check that out. Actually, some of them I already have checked out. So anyway, go get over to the website. Now, Roger, you've got contact information as well. You want to go ahead and give that out?
Yeah, it's roger@governamerica.com.
Yeah, and I have to get with you later on and take care of some housekeeping business regarding that, because we are on a new server and we've had to reset, you know, passwords and authentication stuff. So, get together. Hopefully this is the last time that will ever have to happen. So anyway, before the break, we were talking a little bit about the NSA. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I think it's important, folks, to realize that all of this stuff, all of this national security nonsense that's being put into place, Homeland Security, they used to call it national security, but since we're doing away with nation states now, today it's got to be Homeland Security. But the point is that all of this stuff is supposed to be to keep you safe, right? I mean, this is the whole lie of the 9/11 post-9/11 world is that, oh, well, we got to protect you from the big bad boogeyman. There's little boogeymen, a little Al-Qaeda figures hiding under your bed and in the closet. And, well, it's our place here at Government House to protect you from all of that. In the meantime, we have the borders wide open. Associated Press, shift of illegal crossings into Texas accelerates. A shift by immigrant smugglers to target the tough-to-defend U.S.-Mexican border. Folks, it's not that tough to defend. Listen, you put the military on the border, you know, the same military that's dispatched over in, what, almost 100 and, how many countries do we have now? 180? 160? You know, how many countries do we have our military in? Can anybody even keep count? Bring our military home, pull them back from the UN, and put them on the border. I guarantee you we'll go a long way to defending that hard-to-protect border. Anyway, they say, in the southernmost Texas has accelerated. The influx of illegals have accelerated this year as the Border Patrol scrambles to shift its resources from states farther west, according to an internal agency report obtained by the Associated Press. From October 1st to May 17th, agents from the southernmost tip of Texas made more than 148,000 arrests, on pace to match last year's total in less than 8 months, according to the intelligence report. That compares with nearly 63,000 arrests in Tucson, Arizona sector, which it surpassed for the first time just last year. And here's the point, folks. They can arrest them, but when you turn around and turn them loose, and when you're offering them little incentives and little gifts to come, and the possibility of amnesty on the horizon, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is a bipartisan effort on the both Republicans and the Democrats' part. What can we expect here, people?
You know what, Darren? Here is another just bizarre quandary about this ordeal. The American privatized prison system has made billions and billions and billions of dollars annually by filling these privatized prisons primarily with immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And it is that I find that to be very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, welcome them on in, and we'll put you right in our prison system and make billions of dollars off of you.
Well, and also they use these privatized prisons to produce products, and they're at undercutting the cost of all businesses outside of the prison. There was a place years ago where they were going to make automotive parts at a factory making automotive parts across the street. Mm-hmm. They were talking about placing a prison where they would make automotive parts. And so if it would progress far enough, then you'd have to go to prison to get a job. And
yep.
So, I mean, it's a really interesting book written by a man called Time is Money. And this guy is in prison, and he refuses to do any work for them because they're stealing labor. Yes,
I just read that America now has 2.3 million prisoners. As you know, we condemn the slave labor, in Asia and in Indonesia and other countries. But we have 2.3 million American people, actually mostly immigrants, working for free as slave laborers in our prison. And I also found out that we not only use these people here, but America owns all kinds of prisons in South America, for instance, and we actually transfer people down there as well. And wow. That estimates are that America is using between 5 and 6 million people as free slave laborers in our prison systems.
So much for Made in America, you know.
Yeah. Well, what's made in America anymore? I mean, you could actually argue, or they would argue, I think, that South America is America.
Yeah.
You know, and this
well,
is...
Well, you're talking about disappearing borders. I remember some 20 years ago. At that time, I went to a little talk. It was even Larry Pratt and a friend of mine who was the... lobbyist for the QNET, Kansas Education Watch Network, and it was over at WSU, and they were speaking about, and I can't remember the number, but the number of states that no longer had the borders of the states within their constitutions. So the erasing of borders has been is a long, ongoing effort. And this one thing I think is important for people who are learning these things is to understand that when they make an announcement, we ought to get rid of the borders. Well, they're already on the way of getting rid of the borders. So they announce a program or something they want to do. It's mostly in place already.
Yeah, so.
Exactly, Roger. And they are also erasing county borders. Mm-hmm. And replacing them with regions again, and of course all of the regional employees are appointed. They're not elected. We don't even know who they are.
Oh, well, I remember going to a Reform Party meeting, and they had a guy there. I didn't go very often, but I went to one, and they had this guy stand up. And he was so proud because. They had accomplished with the League of Women Voters of eradicating the borders around a certain county and merging it with a certain city. And I said, well, what about the common law? Don't you understand it's the UN program? They were starting to get a little angry. And he said, well, we preserve the common law because we could still elect sheriffs. And I said, The heart of the common law is the common law jury, not the sheriff. The sheriff's important, but you will watch. Next, they will go after the sheriff in the next year. That's what they were battling against. They were trying to remove the elected sheriff.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, and we had a gentleman on the broadcast from Delaware, I believe. He's under fire for, you know, in fact, they've actually made it illegal for him to make arrests.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just unbelievable. But, you know, it stands to reason because the sheriff is the last bastion of law enforcement. You know, he's got the power to stop all this federal incursion into counties. And so it stands to reason that these scumbags at the federal level want to turn this thing into a police state, want to put a stop to the sheriffs. Stay with us, folks. We've got to take a quick time out. We'll be back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise.
Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Govern America. Once again, www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. Check out the website and all the information that lies therein. I'm Darren Weeks. Nancy Levan is here. Roger Mundy's riding shotgun with us today. Glad to have him back as well. And I'm sitting here kind of nursing my wounds here. I was viciously attacked by my wife's Amazon parrot. This morning, just moments before the broadcast started, this thing, he took flight through the house, and I very foolishly lifted my arm up to give him a place to perch. And he perched all right. As soon as he perched, he turned around and bit me right in the face. And then I proceeded to try to shake him off of my arm, and he held on tight like the brave soul that he is and proceeded to bite me several more times. So anyway... So, you know, I was already doing battle before I ever came on the air today. So, anyway, that's my war story for today. Anyway, before the break, we were talking about the situation with Russia and China. They're expanding payments, by the way, in national currencies. So this is going to, in my mind, create a real problem as time progresses. They're trying to come up with these agreements to kind of co-opt with each other against the dollar. And so this is going to have a real ramification if they successfully pull this off to basically tank the U.S., what's left of the U.S. currency. You know, so war is on the horizon, ladies and gentlemen. Every time that anything happens with regard to monetary mayhem, you have war not far behind. You know, and at a time when we have our national security hanging by a thread, this is a real concern. When we have our dispatch, you know, Roger, we've talked before about the Roman Empire on this broadcast. You know, an empire cannot be every place at every time, you know, overextended before it collapses. Am I right there?
Well, yeah, and this is what historians have pointed to many times in the empires throughout history, and there's a great truth in it, but there are greater powers at work, and that is that they're overextended, yes, and they have fires on all their borders, yes, and the expense is very high, and it can't be run efficiently, and it's corrupted from within and so forth. But the real operative thing that brings them down, in my opinion, is that the alienation of the beliefs of the people within the empire.
Mm.
And so, I mean, we can point to practical physical reasons like the Roman Empire eventually used to be the military had to be all Romans, but then they started running out of native Romans. And they ended up with by all kinds of those who were brought into the empire, and the cultures and the belief systems began undermining the very same thing that gave them a unity before. So the power of belief destroys empires, and I think always will, even if they have the physical capability.
Yeah,
you know.
And we see that happening today. You know, as Mexicans are being recruited, hey, if you'll serve in our military for a certain amount of time, you can have a path to citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything that we see, everything you're describing, is certainly there's a parallel going on with it today.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Darren, we can't solve any economic problem in the United States when half of the budget of the United States is going to make new weapon systems and new robots and new drones and support bases all over the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's
I think the
only priority of the United States has become their military-industrial complex.
Yep.
Yeah, and then also that monetary system that we see in the root of the fall of all empires versus the rise of them is the crime of usury. And so what we see, for example, the rise of the Spartans or the rise of the Romans and such, what they did was to force the there at that time is this international exchange between the temples in a gold coin and such, and we see this happening various times throughout history. And when you have these certain nations where the political powers are savvy enough to understand the power brokering that goes on amongst the, at that time, the temple cults, where all the mints were located on a wing of the temple, they establish a different kind of currency. It allows them to rise in prosperity and wealth and power and compete. And so the rise of Spartan was that way. The rise of Rome is that way. Very likely Minoa. And you go back into history and you see this thing repeated many, many times. And eventually, even in the ancients, when the usurers have despoiled the loot taken by the empire, they relocate or they move elsewhere and do it all again. And so I'm thinking perhaps what we're seeing here is a relocation of empire headquarters towards the east in China.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say, you know, you're talking about usury and all this stuff. What you were mentioning earlier really resonated with me with regard to the value systems of the people, you know, and how value systems had to be changed in order to facilitate the ultimate destruction of the empire. You know, we've had the full court press placed upon us as far as the destruction of our value system in a major way. I mean, pop culture without the entertainment complex. You know, I've often wondered about ancient Rome, how they could ever get to the place where they would be cheering on the ripping apart of Christians in the Colosseums by lions. You know, it's such a horrific thing being viewed as entertainment, and yet I look around me today and I see the hostilities that are being created against Christians today. You know,
yeah.
I could see it coming to a point where there would be lynchings and there would be public, you know, the same thing all over again.
Yes, this is a great crime against the usurers. It's this overarching concept Christ taught of charity.
Mm-hmm.
We look back at the rise of Christianity versus Mithraism and the predominant cult at the time in Rome, and what we see is that it was the practice of charity that was winning people over to Christianity. It was this unreasonable love, sort of a foreign concept. And so we see the rise of Christianity in various areas in the world before it was co-opted and incorporated into the temple cult and the organized religion fraud. So what we see in America today, for example, in the public schools, we see a reconditioning of the people away from the kids away from Western notions of reason and science and such towards impressions and feelings and holistic type Eastern ideological viewpoints.
Did you say feelings as in affective education?
Absolutely right.
It's
reconditioning them into an Eastern type mentality to, in my opinion, to bring them into support and compliance and passivity and to incorporate them into the new headquarters for the empire in the Far East.
I'll tell you what, I was looking for an opening for this, and I didn't quite know where I was going to plug it in, but I think it's important enough. I don't have time to do this before the break. But when I come back from the break, Roger, I want to play you a clip here because this is a perfect segue into this, what's happening here in Michigan with, in particular, I think it's Rochester Hills. They're doing more of this affective education thing. You know, when I was growing up, we had in the schools field day, okay, where children would go out, the students would go out and spend a day actually competing against each other in athletic events, and you get ribbons, first place, second place, different colored ribbons for placing. Okay, now they've gotten to the point where, oh, you can't compete now. You might compete, but there's not going to be any placing. There's not going to be any winners or losers. Hey, we're just all in it to participate. We're all just in it to have fun and be athletic and have a nice day outside. Stay with us, folks. We'll continue here in just a moment.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We're back. This is Govern America. Continuing on here. Earlier we were talking about, just before we went into the break, Roger made reference to affective education. And folks, you have to keep in mind, when we say affective education, it's spelled with an A, not an E. What we're talking about here is feelings-based education. And this poison has permeated the school environment for many, many years. I remember talking about this stuff back in the 1980s with the Michigan Model. There was a program here in the schools called the Michigan Model for Comprehensive School Health Education. It was a comprehensive program that basically covered, as the name would imply, everything. And one of the things that they had in there was, you know, all of these exercises where students would be based upon their feelings. I mean, there would be no real absolutes, and, you know, it would be values-neutral education. The teacher basically, even at that time, was becoming a facilitator in the classroom. You know, we can't instill any values. See, and this is the problem. On the one hand, you know, and I heard one of the little educational snotty-nosed professors who came up with some of these programs testifying before a Michigan committee at the time, which there were a series of hearings which around the state, some of which I attended at the time, where She says, well, you know, I don't know what these people want, what these parents, you know, these pesky parents. She didn't say it quite that way, but that you could tell that's the way she meant it. I don't know what they really want. I mean, on the one hand, they don't want us to instill values in the child, and then they don't want us to not instill any values. You know, the point is, ladies and gentlemen, once upon a time, we knew the values that needed to be instilled into the minds of the children. Okay? And this is the problem with having public government schools instill these kinds of values in your kids. Because the government schools do not share the values that you share. You know, if you could get together as a community, and this is going to sound very communitarian, but and agree on a set of absolute values, you know, things that you absolutely, you know, this is something universally we all agree upon. You know, that might be something that would be work. But, you know, the bottom line is I don't even think today with the sagging values of every community that you could actually do that in a way that would actually be constructive. Because our morality has been torn down so much.
But anyway, you know,
so, Darren, we talked about this yesterday on the phone. Not only has our morality been torn down, you know, gender roles and definitions have been torn down. You know, a family now, I just read in the UK that they're trying to pass a law allowing three parent families. I mean, you know, they're simply changing every natural paradigm and into just this bizarre system. It's to the point where we don't even know what we believe anymore.
This is a deconstruction of our type of society. And this is perfectly in keeping with the communist goals, because this is exactly where they wanted to take us. Whenever you're going to rebuild a society, whenever you're going to rebuild a morality, you have to first tear down the old before you can build the new. Roger, you were going to say something a moment ago.
Yeah, I was going to mention what I suggested as education reform to a committee I spoke to. It's the Republican House Campaign Education Committee. And what I was telling them at that time is that they're all looking at this enormous budget that the state has shouldered for education. And I said to them that, well, this came about when the state sold all the property that was first allotted in every township to support the schools. And when they sold all that and they shouldered the burden, what they adopted was some British programs that only happened a decade or so before. And I said the solution really lies in what I suggest is we imitate what worked. Because we had a nation here that was the youngest in the earth, possibly, and the single most literate nation in the earth. And the great secret in that education was that the parents had control over education. And we had townships set aside, little plots of land in each township set aside, where they could either grow a crop and use the money for education, or they could build a school on it. And the community then had the township had the power over that and through their votes. And I said, here's what happened is the parents decided, and if you install this system, you will save 80% of your state budget. You can fire all your professional educrats and kick all the feds out that are directing you what to do and all the UN reps. And what you do is you give each parent of each attending child at a school a vote over curriculum, personnel, and salary. And since you've stolen all the property that used to support the schools, you are now obligated to supply funds, but you will save probably 75% of the cost you're spending now and the largest chunk of the state budget.
Yep.
And guess what? What happens is the parents of little Johnny see what's happening with Sally over there in the neighboring township. And Sally is excelling, and Johnny's falling behind because they're listening to the local communists tell them what they should do, and they should do affected learning. They're trying it, and it's failing, and they say, we want Johnny not to be smarter than Sally. We're going to do the same program that Sally's doing. And
yes.
So I'm saying that what this is self-improving system.
Yeah.
And
well,
it's the lowest cost, and it's in the hands of those who love the children more than anyone else on earth.
You don't have that kind of common sense today. Here's where we are in education today.
And another example of the wussification of America. Officials at an elementary school in Michigan telling students, you will all be winners at the annual field day event at the school. A letter sent home to North Hill Elementary School parents saying, quote, the need for athletic ability and the competitive urge to win will be kept to a minimum. The real reward will be the enjoyment and good feelings of participation.
Ah, so I guess the fact that, if we don't have to disseminate any really good information here, Nancy and Roger. All we have to do is participate. So I guess the fact that we showed up today, we can feel good about ourselves. You know, it reminds me of, cue Stuart Smalley, please.
I deserve good things. I am entitled to my share of happiness. I choose to beat myself up. I am an attractive person. Daily Affirmation with Stuart Smalley. Stuart Smalley is a caring nurturer, a member of several 12-step programs, but not a licensed therapist.
I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
I think we should really name all of our schools at Stuart Smalley.
That's the smallest man I've ever heard.
Yeah, Rochester Hills or wherever that school is, you should just rename your school the Stuart Smalley School of Education.
Well, I was going to note that what you mentioned earlier, very interesting. You said you go out on field days again, this athletic events, and you could different places, right? First place, second place, so on. Well, that's interesting because, you see, place is the second aspect of the trialectic, and that's the Western, westernized ideological framework of the Western civilization, where the parents teach their nouns, the mothers teach their children nouns, and the verbs are in between. And then, but in the East, it's the motion that's motion / emotion that's emphasized, and the new field days are going towards the Eastern ideological of the trialectic, which is the first aspect. In the East, mothers teach their babies verbs. Instead of pointing to the cat and saying, cat, you point to the cat and say, running, or sitting, or purring.
Hmm.
See? And so the emphasis from early on is in the West, it's always been upon the noun or the place, the identifying the object, the an objective understanding comes from that kind of ideological framework. In the East, the emphasis is upon the motion, and the motion is in a holistic concept. It's not separated. So there's comments by certain people that come from the East and visit America where people want to take photographs and such, you know, and you see it in their artwork. What they want is a picture of the whole scene, and they're a little person in that holistic scene, where in the West we focus upon the face of the person, and it's disturbing to the Eastern.
This hour, I got a feeling, though, increasingly they're not going to know the difference between a noun and a verb. Hour number two of Government America.